Hello everyone, I'm going to show off custom stickers and emoticons today and how you can use them today in your favorite clients and what powers them behind the scenes. I'm Nico, I'm a physics student, I maintain the Nico Matrix client and I'm a front-end developer at Famedly. So why custom emoticons and stickers? People seem to enjoy them. They are very popular on other platforms like Twitch and Telegram. And I think Matrix should have them too, because you can build a community around them and it's fun to just discover new ones, share them and collect them. And it just generally makes the platform a lot more fun to use. There are even some platforms that try to make a profit from that. There is a custom sticker picker that can you buy for Element that's then embedded as a widget and has custom stickers. There were some plans where Element themselves wanted to sell some stickers, but generally all sticker pickers today are custom web widgets that are embedded into Element and not something that's natively supported by the client. The event format for sending stickers is already defined, but as I already said, you need a widget to send them nowadays or drop into the developer console, and that's not really end user friendly. And emoticons are not in the spec, but we have inline images in the spec, so we can build on top of that. And so we define a small image tag with some extra metadata like the height and that it is an emoticon, so other clients can resize it to the text that it matches properly, an alt tag and the image, and then you can send custom emoticons. Here we can see the Nico client, and if you want to send a sticker, you just click on the sticker button. There you have all your stickers with all the various different variations, and you can just send them by clicking on them. They can even be animated. And if you want to send an emoticon, you can just type the autocompleter, you get all your emoticons, and then you can search for something, and that's it. And to see that the stickers and emoticons